Shir Ches and Ksuvos Yutes El Hatov Shemim Aleph, September 18, 1981, on Friday.
Now the Rambam is that not only can the nisuin take place while she's a nido, but even if she's not a nido, but in view of the fact that there is a loch that also nishin shoachas, also nishin ishte, shoachas loiksuvo, so there is a nisa rabon to live with one's wife without iksuvo. Some of the Rambam Shita is that it is Moser to be Kenes as Ishte before he wrote the Ksuv. Before he wrote the Ksuv. That's the Rosh Rambam. Rambam says in Perek Yud Milchasishes Aloche Zayin, V'tzorich lichtei v'ksuve keidem kniso mechup, v'hakein yemuta v'ishke, v'yachosn neisei schar asei. So, the Rosh Rambam is v'tzorich lichtei v'ksuve keidem kniso mechup. Keidem kniso mechup. Why keidem kniso mechup? Because in view of the fact that there is a nisa of also nishtei shoachas loit ksuve, and Reb Meir says kol apichis liksuvose harim bilose bilaznus, that if the woman, let's say, before the wedding wrote a receipt to the husband, his kabal kimon, he didn't pay her, but he just told not that she was mechol imon, she has a right to be mechol. Still, if she's mechel in money, not only if she's mechel the whole mechelas the whole ksuv, she is mechelas part of the ksuv. Her ksuv is mosaiusus, and she is mechelas ahead. So then, halibilosi bilasus. So in other words, a woman cannot be too kind to the husband and waive the ksuv, because the moment she waives the ksuv, he's not allowed to live with her. That's the takonis hachomim. You know that it shouldn't be kalo beino. It shouldn't be a Calvin Mitzio. As a matter of fact, the halacha is, if a woman loses the ksuve, he's not allowed to live with her. She has to obtain a ksuve miyotese. He's not allowed to live with her. Because also Mishi Shoah has no ksuve. Now today, so there is a kulet. If a woman does lose the ksuve, so for two reasons, he's allowed to live with her. First of all, because the universal practice is to be the Kabo Kinye, at the wedding, and Kabbalah's Kinyan is the equivalent of the execution of the ksuve. So that's number one. Second time is because of Chilim Rabbi Migalsh. So it's also it's impossible to be Migalish as Ishte Balko Hoshalim Daito. So maybe the time of Kalubin of Nitzio is not Shayach. It was only Shayach prior to Chilim Rabbi Migalsh. So then, without the ksuve, he might be readily be disposed to divorce her without the writing of the ksuv. Mashenkin today, it's impossible to divorce a woman. So remember, today we are making that even if she loses the ksuv, he's still allowed to live with her. But prior to her abnegation, and if there hadn't been any kabbalah kinyan, so then the halacha is if she just loses the ksuv. She loses the ksuve. So also Mishi Shoachas, he has to write a ksuve diyor kese, either a new ksuve regabre or a ksuve diyor kese. So, and hapichisli, hakisevesli, hapichisli ksuvoso, so it's glossy to us news. So the mele, and the Rambam Shite is, that every chupesh has to be conducive to be a, so if the yichud it takes place under such circumstances that it is not conducive to the end, because fear would be also. So the Nisuin is not effective. Now, since there is an Issa Bia, Lovi Awishte, before he wrote Exuve, so Mele, the Chupe also has to take place after he wrote Exuve. That's why the Rambam says, Perkyut, Vitzorich, Lichtev, Ksuvo, Kedem Knisel, Lechupo. So according to the Rambam again, we don't have to base it upon the Issa of Yichud without the Ksuv, before the Ksuv is written. Because according to the Rambam, if it's not Chazir Bia, so then Nisui is not Ives. Now, if she's in Ido, then it's not Chazir Bia in the Raise. So Nisui is not Ives in the Raise. If she's not in Ido, but he didn't write the Ksuv, so then with the Raise it's Chazir Bia. But with the Rabbonon it's not Chazir Bia. So with the Rabbonon, the Nisui is not Ives. With the Raise it's Ives. With Rabbon is not Davis. Then the Balito says, the Balito, Arval Balito, Hesi, Vioma, She Machnis Mesi Lechupo, Achi Yichtev Ksuvo, She Kedem Lochein Asur Lebayo. Vechein Daas Arav Rabbi Nebame, She Bamayne Zechein Lechoche, Vechein Lechasein Lechasein. But there is a difference between the Rambam Shite and Balito Shite. The Balito Shite called with the Shite of Talmud Rabbi Yehne. So they say that even if the chuppah is not conducive to B.A. because B.A. is Osea, so the Nisuin is still Davis. But Milchatchila is Osea to B'nei Isiya Nishot and Nisiyachim, because she is in Ido. And prior to the Bilas Mitzvah, so Yichud is Osea. Yichud is Osea. Mashi, so Mimele, the Balito agrees with the Shita Talmud Rabbi Yehne. So since with Rabbonon there is a Issa Bia, so the Balito Shita is that an account of the Issa Bia of also Mishisho Achaz, Lo Iksuve, so Lo Iksuve even Yichud is also. Even Yichud is also. Even Yichud is also. So that's why it's a Machnisi Lechube, Achi Yichud Iksuve, She it's Machnisi Lechube, then he says, but the Rambam Shite does not have to be based upon the fact that since Bir is Osea, Kedim Ksivas Ksuvo, so the male Yichud is also Osea. Maybe the Rambam will agree with the Rambam. What's the Rambam Shite? That true Bir is Osea, but since the whole Issa Bir, Kedim Ksivas Ksuvo, is only with Rabbonon. So the Chachomim didn't pass a Yichud. So the Rambam might agree with the Rambam there. The Balito doesn't agree with the Rambam there. The Balito Shite is that even though the Issa Bia, Kedem Ksidah Suve is in the Rabbonon, still Yichud is Osa. Still Yichud is Osa. But the Rambam might agree with the Rambam that Yichud is not Osa. But the reason is why the Rambam says that we have to write the Ksuve before the Chupe, because the Shita Rambam is that the Chupe, in order to be effective, has to be conducive to B.A. But if it's Loi Chazir B.A., if it's not conducive to B.A., so really, if B.A. is Osea, so then the Chupe is not effective. Now, so here with Rabbon, the Chupe will not be effective. That's the reason as to why the Rambam says, Tzorech Lichtiv Ksuve, Kedim Shichni Zizolom. All right. We hope that I will hear. So he is chilek on the sheet of the Balito. The sheet of the Balito is that Yichud is Oser. Beishtei kedem ksivas zu. Kedem ksivas zu. So he says, loy nir. Midamrino mi kapo rabba me shoyle mi vau bitchilo bi Shabbos. Omo mi rabonon, vo lo yichde ve ksuve. Rabba me was matir. Bilas mitzvah on Shabbos, bilas mitzvah in the psuma on Shabbos. The whole shayla was the shayla of chabur, because of the Baal Psuim. So, but that story in the machleket between Rav Shimon and Rav Yudah is whether Dov Shimon is chavi is mutter or Dov Shimon is chavi is osir. So since we pass like Rav Shimon, the Dov Shimon is chavi is mutter in kolat yerekule, so the melee it's mutter to be veil in psulo bilas mitzvah. on Shabbos, because even if he's mitzvah, mitzvah it isn't. And even, because it's not 100%, but even if he's mitzvah, he's not mischavim. So Ravame was matir l'milah b'tchilo b'Shabbos. Omru l'rabonon, v'lo yichti b'ksuve. So Ravame apparently didn't know at first. So the Rabbanon told me that the ksuve was not executed. In other words, there is an etze. You can be matvis. You turn over some mitalkal for the ksuve. So that will be mati or be. In other words, yes.
It has to be the shabbos of the ksuve.
The shabbos of the ksuve, that's right.
So it will come to a lot of money.
Well, it's not so much money. It's not so much money. I mean, it's less than $10 million. I mean, it's not so much money, the 200 zuz. Of course, in Bizman Chazal, it was much more than today. Today, so 200 zuz is nothing. But Bizman Chazal, 200 zuz was a sufficient amount of money so that you could buy a piece of land, a farm, and make a living from it. Because you see, that what is the criterion whereby it determines whether someone is an Osher or an Oni? If he has Mosai Mezuz, so then he's an Osher. He's not allowed to take like a Chipotle. If he doesn't have Mosai Mezuz, so he's an Oni, he's allowed to take. So the Sheikh explained it. Why not the Mosai Mezuz? The answer is Bizman Chazal. Bizman Chazal, so Mosai Mezuz was a sufficient amount of money so that with Mosai Mezuz you could buy a farm, a piece of land, and then make a living from it. So in other words, so Bizman Chazal, Mosai Mezuz was a considerable amount of money. Today it's nothing. Now, insofar as the aloche of taking lekechit chol peyeh, so then of course it would vary. In other words, today we wouldn't say that if somebody has Mosai Mezuz, $200 probably would be Mosai Mezuz. So if somebody has Mosai Mezuz, he's not allowed to partake of lekechit chol peyeh, because today we would have to determine how much money is necessary for a person to be able to buy a piece of land, to buy a farm, and make a living from it. That might be, I don't know, maybe at least $10,000 today, I suppose. I mean, you couldn't possibly buy the smallest farm that will be enough, you know, to make a living from it for less than $10,000, maybe more, I don't know. That's in regard to taking lekechit chol peyeh, because there it depends upon the ability to make a living. But in regard to the ksune, so even today you invite Mosai Mezuz. Even though today with Mosai Mezuz he can't make a living. The answer is, that was the Takonis Chachamim. And the ksune is the Raitse. So with the Raitse, it's Mosai Mezuz. It's more Raitse Mosai Mezuz. So the time is why the Chachamim are misaking Mosai Mezuz, not a thousand zuz, is because if it's man of Chazal, so Mosai Mezuz was already a basis for making a living. But even today, that you couldn't make a living with Mosai Mezuz, but we're not mechuyev to be mischayev more than Mosai Mezuz. If he wants, he can do it and by way of tesis ksuve. But Mosai Mezuz, so of course, in order to be at the sur mitalto, that should be in lieu of the ksidas ksuve, so the mitalto has to be enough to collect from it the whole Mosai Mezuz. Omalu at the sur mitalto. And obviously, so this psulah we probably got married on Wednesday. And still, so what it means got married? According to all those Rishayim, you say that chupe, nisui means yichud. She was misyachid nichenes with the chosn had yichud with the kara. Because the takonis chachomim was, she has to get married on Wednesday, so on Wednesday he had yichud with the kallah. And the ksuve had not been witnessed yet. And when did he turn over mitautali? For the ksuve, that was Friday night. So the question is, how did the chachomim allow her to get married on Wednesday before the ksuva is written. So the answer is, there is no issa to get married before the ksuva is written. But also, that's only an issa rabbanon of bia. But it doesn't mean just because bia is also the rabbanon prior to the ksuva is a ksuva, that you should also be osa. You should also be osa. So that's the right. I mean, what is the Baal need to do with the... What is the Baal need to do with that Gemara? So that's not such a strong kasha against the Baal need to. After all, Gemara doesn't say that this Chosen and Kale, when they got married on Wednesday, that they asked the Shaila of Rabban. They only asked the Shaila of Rabban later, a few days later, whether it's Mutter, Lidl, Bitchil, or the Shabbos. So Rabban told them yes. So then the Rabbono knew that the Ksuvah was not written. How is it that the Ksuvah is not written? So it was Shalikidin. Why? I mean, it's impossible. Even Bisman Chazal, that something should be done, Shalikidin. Of course, had the Rabbono been consulted. So then the Rabbono would have told them, no, you cannot be Kenis, a Psulo. You cannot be Kenis before you write the Ksuvah. But maybe they won't consult it. And someone who was Kenis, a Psulo, on Wednesday, and then the Klasnitsa did not take place as yet until Shabbos, and then Rabbami was asked the Shabbos whether it's Mutter Bilas Mitzvah B'tchilo in Ipsula and Shabbos. So he said yes. So then the Rabbonon advised him that the Ipsula was not written. So that was nobody's fault except the Chosen's fault. So the Chosen didn't know, so the Chosen didn't show it to me. But in Achaname, it's also to be Neisei, to be Misyachim, to make Yisuin before the Ksivas Ksivas. So it's not such a strong kashe against the Malik. Alright. Well, when the name Rivi comes, Kinso, well, what comes to Rabbon? Our Meshor becomes a Meksume. We can be deep. Shall we not see you? Shall we assume we see after the Meksume? We time we will say. So the Ram mentions three times, three separate reasons as to why it's muta to be Misyache with the Kale. The Kale, it's muta to be Nase. And let's say we assume the Nisui is zero. So it's mutter to be Neise Yisraisho prior to the Ksivas Ksuvah. Even though there is an Isra Rabbonon to be born Alishtei prior to Ksivas Ksuvah, and Kolapeches Mimosayim Zuz Ari Bilosei Bilas Luz Omolo Yis Kabalti Mono. So Bilosei Bilas Luz, that's what the Rameya says. But Yichud is mutter. We kind of will say Mishum the Isura de Bie below Ksuve Midrabonon be Aume. Midrabonon be Aume. Now, so what does the Ram say here? That in view of the fact that the whole reason of Bie below Ksuve is only Midrabonon, so the Mele Yichud is also. So that means that there is a quality that when can Yichud be? Yichud is Mutter. When can Yichud be Oseh, if the Nisa B is in the Reise? But if the Nisa B is in the Rabbanon, so then Yichud should be there. Now, don't we find in this Gemara, we didn't learn it yet, and I suppose you did learn it already, the Gemara that Dalet, when the Gemara says, Harei Shoi Yiso, Shoi Yopi Teafi, Vitiv Chetov Buach Vieni, Mozu, Vinos Maim, Vati Poso, Umei Yiso, Vishol Chos, Vishol Kale, Machnis Lesabes Lecheder, Vesachosen, וזכוסן וזכאו וחופה ובייל בילס מצווה ופרש ונהי הקשיבה שימי המשתה ועקי נהי הקשיבה שימי הבילס וכל ישראל הוא יושן בין הנושן ונשתי נשאים לו בין הנושן וכן מי שפירס נשתי נידו הוא יושן בין הנושן ונשאים לו בין הנושן so it says in this case that where, let's say, where the chosn became an ov. So machnis is ames lachar yom zachosn lezachal lechup ubei ubelasitzu meirech. And then the kura takes place. And then after the kura, he has to celebrate shiva sinah mishte. Va'achim shiva sinah meirech. And throughout the 14 days of shiva sinah mishte, so shiva sinah mishte and shiva sinah meirech, so the chosn is also mitash mishamito. Why? In the Shiva Sinai Abeles, so it's also because it's the Mei Abeles. So that's Yeshiva. Why is Yosea in the Shiva Siman Mishte there? So in the Shiva Siman Mishte, relative to the Chosin, he has a Tevidin of Regel. And even though there is no Aviles, the Regel, but Aviles, but Bitashim Shamito is also Aviles, the Tzim is in the Regel. So here, the Shiva Siman Mishte, that's his Regel. So he does not observe any apparent Aviles, but Bitashim Shamito is also. So because of that, he says, "Who Yoshim bin Anoshim, Yishim bin Anoshim." So not only is also Mobile, but he's also the Yichud too. But the whole Yisrael of Tashmi Shamito by Obo is only in Rabbanon. He's only in Rabbanon. Now there are three shittes about that. I mean, about the Yisrael of Abeles. What is Tashmi Shamito? One of the Yehudim of Abeles. Tashmi Shamito, Chitze, Sikhe. So there are a number of restraints of Abeles. Now, is it Midrash or is it Rabbanon? So there are three shittes. The shittes again is that the Abeles called Shiva is Midrash. Because it's mentioned. So it's Midrash. The shittes of the Rebbe, yes? It's in Bereshis.
Which pasuk?
It's I think in Bereshis, it's mentioned. Shiva Siyam. I think it's mentioned. Anyway, that's the shite of the game. the Rif and the Rambam, their shite is that only Abeles in Rishi of Yomise and Kvure is the Raise. But Kol Shivo after Yom Rishi is only Rambam. The shite of the Rif. The shit of the Ri is that even Abeles in Rishi of Yemise and Tfure is also on the ground. Now, here it says, the whole Yisrael Yomim, all the 14 days. So certainly according to the Ri, and even according to the Ri in the Rambam, only the first day of Yemise and Tfure, not all Shittas in Abeles, and here all the 14 days. So, the Yichud is Osea. Who Yoshi bin Anoshi? Vihi Yisheino bin Anoshi. Vihi Yisheino bin Anoshi. So he is not Osam Raise. He's only Osam Rabbana. So why should Yichud be Osea? Why should Yichud be Osea? According to the Ram's perspective. So he can say two things. One is, first of all, but according to some machine, this is true only according to the Raibet Shite of Nefesh is that Chelvish appears in Ishtin Yudor. So only at night there is Aloche of Ful Yoshin bin Anoshin, Vishin bin Anoshin. And at night, the Raibet Shite requires two shiras. In other words, the chosn has to sleep in a room has to sleep together with two men, and the kali has to sleep together with two women, two shiras at night. But the aim, the shite of the raibet is mutar yichud also. Why? Because the gemara in Sanhedrin that from the Zion says that a certain mead as the shayla. So he said, how is it that you allow Yichud between a husband and wife when the wife is a widow? Eish b'neiras, b'loi tadlik. I mean, so you should begin there, lest they will be nirshon. So the Chachamim answer, the meaning, Suga Bashishan. The plain pshat in Suga Bashishan means it's a fence made out of roses. Sukkah Bashishan. In other words, we are not chishish, less chas v'sholem. The husband will be nichshu with his wife when she is in him. We trust them that they will not be nichshu. There is a fence of roses. I mean, that's the picture. Tesis explains it some other way, but the shishan, in other words, it means that but the plain pshat is Suga Bashishan, in other words, there is a fence of roses, a hedge of roses, separating between the husband and the wife, where wife is being. In other words, we're not gazy. We're not gazy, we're not chishish, lest has we shown in the binich. So that's a heta, that there is no nisanichut between a husband and wife, while the wife is an evil. So it's a special heta. Yes, what is it?
In a simple chat, what's the hedge?
What?
What's the hedge?
The hedge of roses. The simple pshat means the relationship of love that exists between a husband and wife, that in itself is the mechitze that will prevent them from being mechitze. In other words, if a Jewish husband loves his wife very well, and if it's love, not just lust, so then he will not dare, just because of the love he has towards his wife, he will not dare commit such an avere and be machshel her in avere. And the same thing is true of the wife. If she loves the husband, how will she make peace with such a terrible idea of involving him in such a terrible avere? So the answer is, if they are machshel, that it's not love, it's lust. So that's the simple pshat of Suga Bashishani, a fence made out of roses. So that is the best deterrent and the best preventive measure against avarice. Anyway, that's all. What is it? Gemara is in Sanhedrin Bachon Zayin. Sanhedrin Bachon Zayin. So Zayin on the base. So there is no Yisrael Yichud by Baal Bishtei, but so Hashem mentioned that. So why does the Gemara say here, V'chein Shepir say Yishti Nido, Hu Yoshin Bin Anoshin, V'yi Yishin Bin Anoshin, Bin Anoshin? The answer is, since he was not veiled Bilas Mitzvahs yet, so then Sitzre Toki, so then we are gazing. So it's a special Zeire. It's this Zeire, by Pir So Yishti Nido, before Bilas Mitzvahs. But usually, there is no Yisrael Yichud, not in the Rabbanon. By Baal B'Yishtim, there is no Yisrael Yichud, because of Suga B'Shishami. So the right Shite is that even Pirsi Yishtim Yidot, prior to Pirsi Yitzvah, we don't pass like that. But that's the Shite of the right. So, B'Yayim, there is no Yisrael Yichud. Only Balaylo. In Balaylo, it's not just that Yichud is. Let's say, where Yichud is also. So what does Yichud mean? Yichud means, if he's in Siachi with a woman, and just he and her. I mean, but if there is another person, another man, so then, there is no Yisrael Yichud. Be putzim, so Gemara says, in Basod is a Yisrael Yichud. But by sharing, so Isha Achas, Yisiachedes, Im Shnei Anoshim, so there is no Yisrael Yichud. And if the door is open, unlocked, and if it's likely that people might come in, so then there is no Yisrael Yichud, even if it's closed, but if it's open, but it's unlocked, and somebody might is likely to come in. I mean, any time to open the door, so there is no Yisrael Yichud. So, but here, the Rambam says, Balaylo, so there is a requirement of Yoshin bin Anoshin bin Yishin bin Anoshin. And according to the Rambam, it means he has to sleep with two men, and she has to sleep with two women. She has to sleep with two women. So it's a special Nisa Balaylo, because there is special Xavier. It's just a Zia Balaylo. And by Yin, there is no Nisa Yichud. We don't pass like that. The Rosh is Chelik, and of course the Shechno, the Mechaber, and the Ramo, don't pass like that. But according to the Rambam, so this Aloche of Nisha Pirse Yishtenito, Hu Yoshin Bin Anoshin, Bin Yisheno, Bin Anoshin, Bin Anoshin, so according to the Rambam, it doesn't mean that it involves Nisa Yichud. Only Balaylo Yichud is Oser. In Balaylo, so there are extra precautions. I mean, even if it does, it is not Yichud. There has to have two Shiras. Hu Yoshin. Hu Yoshin bin Anoshin, Vihi Yishen bin Anoshin. That's the Shita of Rambam. So, of course, according to Rambam, there is no Kasha. But the Rambam does not agree with the Shita of Rambam. And the Rambam Shita is, now there are three Shitas. There are three Shitas in the Gemara. V'chein mi shepir se yish den nido. Hu yoshin bin anoshin bin yishin bin anoshin. There are three shittes. One shitte is the right shitte. The right shitte is that being so Yichud is not osa because of the aloch of Suga Bashisham. So even prior to Bilas Mitzvah, there is still no Nisa Yichud. The other shitte is the shitte of the Rosh. The other shitte is the shitte of the Rosh. And the right shitte is, on one hand, the right shitte is the Kuren. And Balaylo, it's a big chumah. Because Balayla Yitzosea, he is the Mishra Yichud. And Yitzosea, even if she sleeps together with one woman, and he sleeps together with one man, so it's the Wasa. There has to be two Shiras. And the Loshin Agmori is Hu Yoshin bin Anoshin, Vi Yishena bin Anoshin. So there has to be a Rabbim of Noshin, and there has to be a Rabbim of Anoshin. So it's a Kuvel Ligabi A, and it's a Chumrel Ligabi Lai. Then the Shita of the Rosh is that Hu Yoshin bin Anoshin, Vi Yishena bin Anoshin doesn't mean both. Oy oy, in other words, either she sleeps with one woman, or he sleeps with one man. So it just means that there shouldn't be yichud. And it's not peculiar to Laila. The same thing is true of Yeh. So according to the Raivet, Beyein there is no isa yichud. And Balaila there is aloche of two shires. And according to the Rosh, there is no aloche of shires, two shires. It's an isa yichud, and not dafke. Balaila, Beyein too. And Hu Yoshim Bin Anoshim, Yishim Bin Anoshim doesn't mean both. Either, let's say, they take one person to sleep or with the Noshi, with her, the Kale, or a man who sleeps together with the host. So it's just one second. So it's an Isayu. Then the Ramo passes in Simon Kopsari base that both sheets, in other words, he passes that Beyein Yichud is Osea, and Balaimo, so there is Aloche Fu Yoshin Bin Anoshin, Vi Yishin Bin Anoshin. So according to the Rai Chite, there is no Kashi in the Ram. But the Ram does not agree with the Shin Israel. So then the Shaila is, how does the Ram say it? V'tayna v'nilse, mishmi v'isira v'biye. But the Gemara says in respect to make some Yishol Chos, no Yimu Shol Kale. So the Kol Yisna Yomi, the 14 days. So who Yoshin Bin Anoshin, Yishin Bin Anoshin. So Bishwai, according to the Raivet, that in respect to Pirsi Yishti Nido, who Yoshin Bin Anoshin, Yishin Bin Anoshin, doesn't mean there is an Yisra Yichud, Beyein Balaylo. Only Balaylo, but Beyein, there is no Yisra Yichud altogether. So the same thing, according to the Raivet, is true of the Chovin Sinayomi, the Yoshin Bin Anoshin, Yishin Bin Anoshin. So it doesn't mean that the Chosin, the Kare, is also the Yichud 40 days. But it doesn't mean that he's also the Yichud 40 days. It only means that Balaylo requires Shiras. It requires two Shiras. Masha'in Kei, the other Shemim, who are Chirik and the Raivet, let's see the Rosh, and who say that the reason is a Yichud, we got to be Pilsen Yishin Yidho. So they probably will say that there is a Yisrael Yichud Ligabi Chosun who became a noble, after it was all the preparations were made. So the halacha is Neik Shiras Imamishne Vahakim Neik Shiras Imaveles Echavim Tzayom Yoshin Anoshim Shivishin Anoshim. So it also means that the Yehi is also Yichud, because the Gemara mentioned, the Braisa mentions the same halacha of Yoshin Bin Anoshim and Yoshin Bin Anishin Bin Anoshim in respect to Pirsa Nido and respect to Kol Yisrayomim. So according to the Rosh and the Ram, that over there the reason is a Yichud, so in respect to Kol Yisrayomim, the results are Yisrayomim. So first of all, it's not Bukhar. It's possible that even the Rishayim who are Chilik and Raivet and say, in respect to Pirso Nido, so then there is an Yisrayim, but in respect to Kol Yisrayomim, so they will be made to the Raivet, that there is only an Yisrayim of being Yoshin without Shmiras. But there is no Yisa Yichud Yeh. Why should we say that? Because after all, there is a distinction between the halacha of Yichud Ligabe a novel, who became a novel before the wedding, after all the preparations were made, and And in the halacha of in the halacha of yoshim bin anoshim and shenu bin anoshim, we gabi chos, because God piercing gabi chos whose wife whose color is piercing, because. Regarding Piersonino, Sotimore says the reason as to why we are gays here, that they should not be Misyachi, they should not sleep together in the same room, because it's not a pizza, because we boil Bilas Mitzvah. Mashenki, after he was bail Bilas Mitzvah, so that's in portion, that there is no Yichud, they are allowed to sleep together in the same room. In the same room. On the contrary, the Aloha is that it's an Avera for husband and wife to sleep in separate rooms. And even when the wife is, that's Gemara in Erev, so even when the wife is an idol, so he's not allowed to touch her, but he's mechuyev to sleep with her in the same room. He's in the same room. So in other words, there is no halacha, or that they should sleep in separate rooms after he was bailed, because of Sukkah B'Shishan. Here we got the chosen soul. So the Gemara says, "Machnis es ames lechader v'sachosen v'sakal lechupo u'beil bilas mitzvah u'perish." So the Gemara has the kasha. So he was already beil bilas mitzvah. So in the case of pirsonido, so then we are not gezer. So why should we be gezer here? He was already beil bilas mitzvah u'beil bilas mitzvah u'perish, and then this takes place the kvure, and still the Brisa says. So the Gemara has the kasha. So the Gemara gives the teretz. The Gemara gives the teretz that here there was a special zeh, because in view of the fact, Rabashi says that in view of the fact that here the Chachamim made a special kule. What kind of a special kule did the Chachamim apply to this chosid? In other words, he's an oval. And ordinarily, an oval is mechuyev to observe aveiros the first 7 days of the kvura. He cannot postpone. An oval cannot say he'll postpone the 7 days for a week later. So he's not allowed. He has to observe aveiros in the first 7 days after the kvura. Here, the halacha in the Chachamim apply the special kvura that with Beil Bilas Mitzvah perish, and then the Kvura takes place, Bnei Kshiras in the Amishtim, Hakim Kshiras in Abeles. So the Kshiras in Abeles is postponed for 7 days. So in view of the fact that Chachomim applied the special Kvura here, so Mele, even though he was already Beil Bilas Mitzvah, so it's not Mitzvah talking Kol Kach, still the Chachomim were gazing here that the person might be Mizalzeh and be Boalel, if he'll be allowed to sleep in the same room with the cow, because he'll think that it's not so humble. And on account of the fact that he is a chosid, the Chachomim made a special dispensation and they allowed him to postpone the new Gavavelis for 7 days. So it might be cow being of the Yisrael of Tashmi Shamito in the Shiva Simei Amish. So since it's Kalbeinov, so the Chachomim made a special Zera. So maybe it's possible that even the Rishayim who are here at the we see that the Rai himself applies it even to Pirso Nido, even to the case of Pirso Ishte Nido. So he says that even though it's Lun Boal Bilas Mitzvah here, so there is only Xavier and Gabriel that he shouldn't sleep in the same room with her, unless they are to Shiras. But so there is no Yisrael Yichud, even though Loi Boal was Mitzvah. So even the Rishayim were Achirik and Raiyot, most Rishayim were Achirik and Raiyot. And they say that Biyayim by Pirson Ido, by Chosin She Pirson She Ido, so being Yichud is also there, so it's only over there because it's Luibu Alvimas Mitzvah. If it's Luibu Alvimas Mitzvah, so the Aloche of Sukkah Vashishani doesn't apply as yet, if Luibu Alvimas Mitzvah. So it's also be Yichud B'yeh, Mashiachim vis-a-vis Chosn, who has already been Alvimas Mitzvah. And actually there should be, he shouldn't have to sleep in a separate room. He should be allowed to sleep in the same room with the caliph because he was already veiled last night. So, but because it's Kalbeino, why is it Kalbeino? Because the Chachamim made this special dispensation in regard to the Chosen, that he's allowed to postpone the Niyug of Aveilus for 7 days, so the Melech might be readily be disposed to be mizalzel in the Yisea Aveilus of Tashmish Amito Bayobo in the Shiva Sinai Amishte and in the Shiva Sinai Aveilus. So, because of that dispensation, so the Chachamim made the Gzeira. So, maybe the other Shevi will also agree that the Chachamim only made the Gzeira in respect to be Yoshin Balayo together with the Kaleh, but Yechud Balayim is not also. That's possible. That if the Rishayim were Chilik and the Raivet, I want the Chilik and the Raivet in respect to Chosu Sepir Se Ishtenito, because he was not Boal Glasitz here, but they were not the Chilik and the Raivet in respect to Chosun of the 14 days that was Yoshin bin Anoshi, bin Yishena bin Anoshi. So they might agree with the Raivet in respect to Chosun. But even if we are going to say, now I don't know whether the other Rishayim were Chilik and the Raivet in respect to Chosun, whether they will be Chilik and the Raivet in respect to the Chosun the 14 days. But even if we are going to assume that we will be Chilik and the Raivet in respect to Chosun the 14 days, so, but here there is a special reason, Ravashi says, because Hoche, Kim de Akiro Rabbono Moshe Lizil Zulebe. So there is a special takone. So here the Ram is made that the Chachomim assert Yichud because of Beit, because it's Kalbeino on account of the fact that the Chachomim were making and the Chachomim made a special dispensation. Mashiach came Ligabe Yichosn, where the Ksuge was not witnessed yet. So there the Chachomim wouldn't be assert Yichud because Beit is also, inasmuch as the Isa Beit is only Ramon. So this is what Ram says. So he says, the time the Bill said we should be seated the Buddha, we will exude in Rabban Balmo. So the male had to ask a Yichud because of an Isa, Pia, which is only in Rabbanon, would be like Xeon and Xeon. That's one reason. The age he will teach Malay, if they should be das, she can't be in of the Itzio. And then another reason as to why it's not Shayach to ask a Yichud, as Xeon should be, because here, Bia is not conducive, Yichud is not conducive to Bia. Why? Because the Kala herself will not submit to Bia. Because why did the Chachamim ask a Bia before the Xeon Ksuve? In order to protect her, in order that she should not be exposed to the possibility of being divorced just like that by the husband. So since the whole reason as to why Bia is Osea is because of her protection, so she will be reluctant to submit to Bia. So the Mele, we don't have to be gazer, that if we allow him Yichud with the Kale, so it might be conducive to Bia. That's the second reason. And then he mentions a third reason. The third reason is very obscure. Bia, so there is a Gwesa Bach, and the Bach itself is very obscure. ואיי דעם ליצער אלע מישן אין סאב חדייט שאר אין מיט מיין בייזן נישט וואו איך האב נאר פיר קנאוש אין ספאטיס הויב דער שוץ אין יחטא מיש די יונג האט די בלוצ זע הויב איך דייך קיין קריסע דע חופ היו קאך פלו אין די צוויי מאל דע חופ אין יחוט אנד דער אנדער זייט דע אגרי מיט דעם באט אל פראגן אין זייט איף ווי אס יו דע חופ איז יחוט קיד דע ליצער דע יחוט דע קסוב שונער מיט קונצפט we hope our appeals of Nino Kim Shasko is Yachel in Chupa and Yichud La Basrupi. Alright, so what's the third reason? The third reason is very obscure. I think that the Pshat in the third reason is as follows. First, the Ram says that it's not Shaya the Chachomim should ask a Yichud as a Gzeira for Bia when Bia itself is only the Ramah. So then it would be Gzeira like Gzeira. Then it would be Gzeira like Gzeira. Now, that's one. A second point is, here it's not Chayach. Assume that the Chachomim could ask a Yichud, as Xeron should be, even though the Isabi is only Rabbon, but in this particular case, where Bia is Osea because of her protection, so the Melech, she herself will be the Shemeres. She will not submit to me because she knows that this will only expose her more to the possibility of being divorced just like that. That's the second. Third reason he says is assuming that Chachomim could asar yichud as a gzeira mishum bia, even in the case where B is only asar b'chachomim, and it wouldn't be gzeira gzeira. Why? Because as Gemara says many times, kul echad gzeira. Gemara says many times, kul echad gzeira. So Rishayim explains. So how can we say gzeira gzeira yachina? Kul echad gzeira. The answer is it all depends. That's the cloud. If, let's say, the Chachomim asked one thing at one time, one that was Nesa some time ago, so it's not the derech of the Chachomim to do it. Zero, zero, yadino. But sometimes Chachomim do answer the two things together at the same time. Then it's called a Chodizel. So in other words, so now the third point, the Ram says, assuming that it's shayach to say that Chachomim asad yichud in a kala before the Ksivas Aksume, because of the Xere, maybe it will be confusing to be, even though B.A. itself is almost in the Rabbanon, and it doesn't come within the category of Xere Xere, because perhaps the Chachomim, at the same time that they were misakim and the Aser, they were misakim the Takone of also Lishi Shuachas to Iksume, so they also supplemented that Takone by another Takone, that also Lishi is even Beyichud Shuachas to Iksume. Not only, so then we can say zero zero yadino. But here it's not shayach to say that Chachomim should aser yichud, because of Enisa Biyam Rabban. Even if we say that Ichayach Chachomim should aser yichud, and as a gzeire of for bia, which is only also in the Rabbonon, so it's only shayach if the Rabbonon bia would constitute the bia's nus. So then shayach to say that the Chachomim aser yichud. Mashiki, let's say, suppose Nahusay is asur lebayim. Nahusay is asur lebayim. But the whole apocalypse in the Rabbanon, who said that saw the Bible? So, Habora was sourcing this home of Makkadis and Makkadis Maros. So, with Rabbanon, it's not just the Nisam Rabbanon. With Rabbanon, it's a Bias Nus. That's the Aloch. That if somebody is Boala, was sourcing one thing. If someone is Boala, was sourcing the base home, so with Rabbanon, it's a Bias Nus. We are loose, and that's the pshat in the bracha. As the Kishon says, it's one of our ways. Boss of the Sahu says, we hit alone. A Samsung is one of our chupa mikidushi. So the Rashi in explaining this bracha. Look at the Rashi, the Zayin on the page. The Samsung. We also want to say, with the Rabbono, she goes to our Yichud Shal Tmir, but our Yichud Shal Tmir, עד שתיקון עשרי חופו ובברוכו ובפרישס קלו ובברוכו אסור ובאי לו כמידו ועד רבו נמי מברוכינו וציבו מבוא סלום כי לאש כאן מברוכינו So Rashi explains ביום סלום נסע הוסיס Where is it on סלום נסע הוסיס? So Rashi שיק is not like Traibet If the Rusi is אסור ובאי לו is אסור ובאי לו מדרעיסי But it's a Rusi is only אסור מדרבו Where is Nahusa Asur Mirabonon? Where do we find the Chachomim? Where do we find the Chachomim Asad Nahuso? Where do we find the Chachomim Asad Nahuso? So he says, the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says in other places also, that Bishor Shira, Maise Shel Amin Bitomo, so Dovid to Bizdine, he goes to Al Yichud Pnuy. Yichud, Or when she is a Lisa Reis, the Gemara learns it out from the post. So, but Yichud in the Pnuyo is not of some Reis, but Yomi will be Zinei, Asad, Yichud of the Pnuyo. So, that time, so Rashi Shiti is that not only did the Chachomim Aser, the best David of his dinei, Aser Yichud of Ituyo, but he also Aser Yichud of a woman that is not Nisua to the husband as yet, even if she is Mekudeshes, but she is only an Ahuso of the husband. So that was also included in the Iser of Yichud Ituyo. So naturally, if the Chachomim Aser even Yichud of an Ahuso, certainly be it, so in other words, so be as cool as a Nisar Raisa, whether it's a Tinsha or Kemal or a Timo, that's a Nisar Raisa. Mashe'inke, Yichud Pnuye is only Nisar Rabbanon, so that is a Yichud Pnuye included even Yichud and be of Nahus. So, Romans of the Sahu says, Mid Rabbanon, she goes for a Yichud Shal Pnuyo, but a Russo or a Timo, baby Bie, baby Yichud, actually becomes a Chupin. So in other words, so that means Bia Nahuso with the Rabbanon is Bia Zlus. It comes within the same Yisra as Nuye. Now, Bia Habola Pnuye so is a Bia Zlus with Raisa. Habola Rusose is not a Bia Zlus with Raisa, but it's a Bia Zlus. It's a Bia Zlus with Rabbanon. It's a Bia Zlus with Rabbanon. And perhaps, according to the Raibe, perhaps, I don't know, I don't know. But there is a possibility that according to the Raide, that Bia Sahuse is also Midraise, perhaps Midraise it's a Bia Zlus. If it's also Midraise, perhaps it's a Bia Zlus, then maybe not. That I don't know. But with Rabbonon, so Abola is also in certainly a Bia Zlus with Rabbonon. So the Mele, Rashi says, now here Rashi is saying the Chile and Ram. The Ram says in the first reason, that where the Bia is only Osam Rabbanon, then Yichud, then the Chachomim Tasa Yichud, if the Bia is only Osam Rabbanon. Aruse, Rashi says here, not like Raya, that Aruse is Bia of Aruse, is only Osam Rabbanon. And still Rashi says here, that not only Bia of Aruse is Osam Rabbanon, even Yichud of Aruse is Osam Rabbanon. In the same way as Yichud of Nuye is Osam Rabbanon. Why? So Rashi is Chilik on the first, and the first proposition that is mentioned by the Ram. But now the Ram is saying in the third point, assuming that the Chachomim could ask a Yichud, and the Bia is exerted, because Bia is also a Rabbonon, so it's only Shaya, if Chol HaPoches in Rabbonon, it's a Bia Znus, but see like a Gabi Yichud of Rabuse, Mashe'inke, where it's with Rabbonon, it's not a Bia Znus, it's with Rabbonon, just an Isakrayet, not in Bia Zlus. So then it's not shaykh to say that the Chachomim should ask it. It's not shaykh to say Chachomim should ask it. In other words, what the Ram is saying is this. Let's say Tisha B'Av. So it's also the Tash B'Shalim. So it's a shaykh to say, the shaykh even to conceive it, that Yichud Baal B'Ishti and Tisha B'Av should be also the Yichud as Exere because of Bia. Of course, there is another header, because the same reason that Yichud is Muter, Bibishte Yido, and being involved in Isakores, because Suda Vashishanim, so it certainly applied to the additional Isar, because of Tishabor, or because in Kippur. But apart from that, it's not Jayach to say that Chachomim should ask Yichud with Rabbanon as Exere. Because of the Bia that is also the Rabbanon, if in the Rabbanon itself it's not in the Bia Zlus. So this is the third point that the Rabbanon mentions. Assuming that the Chachomim could Aser Yichud in the Kale prior to the Ksivas Aksuri, on the basis of the Zera Mishin Bia, even though the Bia is only also the Rabbanon, so that's only Shaleh in regard to Yichud with an Arus. In other words, according to the Ram's first one, so Yichud with an Arus wouldn't be awesome. As a matter of fact, they are too short in the shape. The Sheva Brochus will decide only at Yisur, but not the Davis. But the more mentions in Yehudeh, so they said Sheva Brochus By Bayer's notes. Why? Because the practice in Yehuda was that the Chod Da'os was accustomed to be Nisyachit with Da'os after the years. After the years. Because they wanted to become acquainted with each other, so mainly the practice in Yehuda in Golio, so the Ohus and Da'os were not Nisyachit with each other in any way. But in Yehuda the practice was that after the years, the Ohus used to be Nisyachit with Da'os. So because of that, the practice in Yehuda was that Edek Dushi, they recite each other Brachas. They recite each other Brachas. Because they recite each other Brachas. So that took shot in the shame. Some of the shame say, why did they have to recite each other Brachas? Because Kalabuk Brachas or Bailo Kimido. So maybe they had to recite, since in Yehuda they wanted the doors to be Nisyachit constantly without say, so they had to recite each other Brachas. Other Shem says, that is your opinion, it wasn't because of Yehud. In other words, Yehud wouldn't be Oseh, even Yehud wouldn't be Oseh. But it was in order because sometimes there might be Kiruposo, not Bia, but just Kiruposo. So anyway, since Kalabim Kocho is a soul of Bayo Kirido, and by Nido Kiruposo is Oseh, so anyway, without Sheva Broche, so Kiruboso, even without Bio, would also be Osir. So because of that, the custom was in Yehuda to recite Sheva Broche as a Kedushin. But as far as the Yichud is concerned, so then they didn't have to say Sheva Broche. So we see, I mean, that according to these Rishonim, there was no Yisea Yichud in an Agusa. Why? Because since the Yisea Bia in an Agusa is only the Rabbanon, so then the Chachomim didn't ask him. And Rashi Shite is that by Agusa is, so there is a Yisea Yichud by Agusa. So the Kashi is against Rashi, so how are they allowed in Yehuda to be Yisea? So that's a good Kashi against Rashi, but that's Rashi Shiti. Rashi Shiti is that by Ahuse, so Yichud is also. By Ahuse we need Tiru, actually the Kodesh Lechupe will be broken, but until she is the Kodesh Lechupe, so Yichud is also. So the Kashi against Rashi is, so how are they allowed in Yehuda to do it? So that's Kashi, that Kashi is Lechupe against Rashi. But, so even according to Rashi Shiti is, Rashi disagrees with the first point in the Ram. The first point in the Ram is, that where Bia is only Yosef and Rabbanon. Even if that Bia in the Rabbanon constitutes a Bila's news, so the Chachomim couldn't answer Yichud as Exeira Mishum Bia. So in the third point he says, assuming that the Chachomim could answer Yichud as Exeira Mishum Bia, even though the Bia is only Yosef and Rabbanon, so it's only Shai Lachit Vuchol Apochas in the Rabbanon, it's not just a Misagrede Bia, but the Bia is a Bila's news. So then, as by Arus, so Rashi Shiti is, Yichud by Arusi is also Osa, because Bia by Arusi and Midrabonon is a Bia Zuz. Mashiki, in this case, where he didn't try the Ksubes yet, so it's only Osa Midrabonon, Kidei Shemitehei Kalobein of Leitzio. So it's a Nisa Grede. But it's not a Bia Zuz Midrabonon. It's not a Bia Zuz Midrabonon. By Yisuye, prior to the Ksive of the Ksube. So the melee, it's not chayach to us. This is what he says. He says, "V'oy, the way mitzvah of Yisrael is on chadaito, shalim naibes neishlo." In other words, the Ram is pointing out something that is, I mean, this is very remarkable. He says, they are two kinds of Yisuri Rabbanon in Bia. Sometimes Bia is also Mishte with Rabbanon, and it's in Bia's roots, let's say, a Bola Resosif. So, as Rashi says, it's like Bola Pruye. With Rabbanon, it's like Bola Pruye. Just as with Rashi says Bola Pruye, so it's Bia's roots. So, Bola Resosif, with Rabbanon, it's also Bia's roots. The same way. And sometimes, Bia might be also with Rabbanon, but Bia's roots it is. Now, in regard to Bola Resosif, there are two situations. The Gemara says, in פרק 4. קרמיה סס. תני, אנחנו בואו נבייץ. תני, קרמיה ראינה, כל הפיכים של צור מונוסל, ולמון או מונו, הרי זו דרסוס. So it is a process, but this Chadmeya mentions in connection with the case where there is no indebtedness of a Messiah for a Psula, or a Mono for a Mono, when there is not higher the whole amount of the Psula. Then it's not just a Misagrede, but it's in a Biasmus. But suppose there is a indebtedness at all. Suppose he doesn't buy the Psula. He's still the Chuyet. To give the ksube, and best can be here in the Sefer Chosov. So it's my best. Is it my best? So whether he writes the ksube or he doesn't write the ksube, best can collect from his Chosov. So in the case of Gadmeya says, it's a bilazus in the case of a pechis lipsulom masayim. In other words, there was a mutual agreement between the Chosov and the Kaleh that he wouldn't have to give her a masayim. And she agreed. So if she agreed, so he's not mechuyev to her. If she's meichel, so he's not mechuyev to her. So in such a case, where he's not mechuyev, so then it's not just a mitzvah, it's a bilaznus. Masha'im came in the case where they didn't make an agreement, but he just didn't execute his order. So then he is mechuyev. Bezdin will be able to be here with a mechotzov, to collect from his mechotzim. There is a chiyuv, mitzatnai bezin there is a chiyuv. But he wasn't mischayev himself. He wasn't mischayev himself explicitly. But he's mechuyev next to me anyway. Mischayev or not mischayev. And suppose the husband will tell the caller, I don't intend to give you a ksuv of Messiah. But bezin will be here, mitzat nechosov, just as well, anyway. So then it's awesome. In the case when does Chadmeya say that Apech is the Psula of Messiah, Ula Omono Mimono, Arif Ibulas Nus, if there is no Ischaibes, if there is no Chiyu of Ksuve of Messiah, or Mono, Ula Omono. So there, it's not only Osa Mirabon, but it's Ibulas Nus. Masha'i came where there is a Chiyu, it's a Taibes, but he didn't execute Ksuve, then it's also Osa Lovi Olel, Mitzah, shall we take Kalabin of Nitzio, but it be as loose it is. Since it's not it be as loose, so even if we assume that the Chachomim could be against it, and Yichud, as the Xeira Mishum B.A., where the B.A. is on us and the Rabbon, so that's on the Shayach, where the B.A. in the Rabbon constitutes it be as loose. So then the Chachomim could ask a Yichud, but where it's not to be as lucid with Rabbanon, then the Chachamim certainly wouldn't ask a Yehud Mishum Zeira of Din. This is what he says. So he says, Behoi, to the Mitzrayim should be some Chedank, but to be as lucid is it. Why is that to be as loose? But Rabbeya says, Hapeches Ipsulom Mosayim, Ualmonom Mimono, Ariz Mosi was loose. So there Rabbeya is reference to the case where it's not Mechuyin Mosayim. There it's a bit as loose. There the Chachomim of Misak it's a bit as loose. But here is Mechuyin Misak my Bezin. So, Shamita Bezin Yeshu, Uchidam Milchel Tnawashem Ispatitso, Hoyku Vyoshu Sein, Nichtobi, Mishu Yirchel Nusim. So why is it for someone else? Why the Tosef, if it be as loose it isn't, why is the Tosef? And Mechuyev is anyway, so why is the Tosef? The answer is, since the Derech is to write the Ksuve, the universal practice is that the Chosen writes the Kalei Ksuve before the Nisuvim, so if in one case he fails to execute the Ksuve before the Nisuvim, so she becomes very suspicious. If the general practice would not be to execute the Ksuve, before the Nisuim, so then she wouldn't become upset. She wouldn't become upset But in view of the fact that the universal practice is that the Chosna executes Iksuve before the Nisuve, not that first he is Nisei, and then a day later he executes Iksuve. No, the universal practice is before he starts the Nisuve, so he executes Iksuve. So if in any specific case the Chosna is Nisei at the Kali, without executing Iksuve first, so the Melech, she certainly becomes upset, and she becomes suspicious. Maybe I am not chashuvot in his eyes. And the reason as to why he doesn't execute Iksuve, because he plans divorcing me any moment at his convenience. So that's why the Chachomim Aser, be it. But since he's mechuyev in the chayim of Iksuve anyway, on the scope of my bezdin, so it's only an Iser Avon, because of Lisan Chadaitin, because she becomes upset and she becomes worried, lest he might plan to divorce her at his convenience any moment when he sees it fit. So because of that, it's also Nishishoachas, like Sumo, but it be as loose it is. So the Ram mentioned, So there the Gemara says that the derech is to write the ksuve before the nisuve. So we should be able to hear them. Lichtei kevut nisuve lechupe. Hilkach, afilu in titzoi na lechupe ani yichud, kivu in titzoi na yichud, bero ksuve, shol ikon so lechupe, avo pirso nido, kivu shasso o nisiachri, yichupe ani yichud, lavas chupi. So, in other words, if we say that chupi is yichud, so it's oser to be nesei, the kale, if she is pirsonido, because he'll be misyachid, and he's not allowed to be misyachid to the kale. Now, from this Ram itself, we see that the Ram is chayil kan rab muta an the raibe, because according to the raibe, yichud is muter by pirsonido. It's only a special tzivet rabbonon lalaylo likabiyoshi, that he should not sleep in the same room with the kale, if she became a nide before Bilas Mitzvah. So he's not allowed to sleep in the same room with the kale unless they are shears of who yoshin bin anoshin, vihi yishin bin anoshin. But yichud is such is not also. Behave, yichud is not also. So the male, why does he say, kibu shasur, avol pirso nido, kibu shasur, nisiachi, yichupa, yichud, labashupai, according to the Raibe. So she is a baschupo, she is a basichud. She is the Basiyahud, they call it Raibe, because Yehud is Mutter. He can be Misyachid with Abayei, and even though it's Pirso Nido before Bilas Mitzvah, so Yehud is still not Osa. So we see from this Ram that the Ram is Chilik and Raiki. Most of the Shem are Chilik and Raiki. Miu Bideve, Mehanye, the Chil Yasikne, the Chilik Abua, Uvente, the Yesh Chupo Mipsuiz, Kramon, the Kikolim, the Chavreseo, Abagab, the Chazil Eilon, with Bide, with Yehud, Honam lekar minayim. Almon lekigon, we certainly not have to be to have the rights. And still, Rav says, and we pass like Rav, that suppose he was Nisei, the kigon was Nisei and Almon, so the Nisui is Davis. So that's a Raya again, which is Rabbah. So we give it thanks. We give it thanks. Over there, when Rav says that there is Chupe Nisui, it doesn't mean the Chupe, the Nisui Murim, that consummates the Dush. But it means the king of the Lakshus. Because even Hediot is a king and Nishas of the Lakshus, he is also, according to the Rambam, it's a reset, but the king and Nishas he has, just as the Melech has a king and Nishas through the Lakshus. So that answers the kashi of the Ram against the Rambam. Avo lechatchile, in machnis lezeh lechupe, adje titoye, lechupe ani yichud, moshikosu nisting. ואחרים אינם אינם לחופה לאהב עניין. וראינו לדובו, so, וראינו לדובו, so, now, it's one sheet, it's only shame is, רבי ינה, תלמיד רבי ינה, and באויתו, that חופה means יחו, just יחו. ואחרים אינם אינם לחופה לאהב עניין. וראינו לדובו, מדל ולא מכמון, דלמון המן הנשוי, מימו אל המון, אבל כשאינם אינם 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 So the Gemara says that Amon Nominam Suyin is entitled to Exuda with Monomumi, not only because stamped by a Monomunasuni in the assume that there was there, was there. Even if we know that there was no being, how can we know that there was no being? Let's say that Aiden testified that Lord Nistor, she wasn't Nistor with the host. So then we know that there was no being. And then the next day, he died. So then she is only entitled to Imon. So here we know that she's still Ipsuah. And then, so, Talmud Nasuni, Elo Elomono. So, Almonom Nasuni, in other words, and then she married someone else. That's what it means. So, Elo Elomono. Even though she's Ipsuah, but still she's not, since she was Nisuah in the first marriage, even though the Nisuin wasn't consummated by Bia in the first marriage, so in the second marriage she's only entitled to Iksuva Limon. So the Gemara says that even though the Aredim who are made Shaloi Nistero, Viloi Nivalo, so she's considered Almonim Nansuin, but according to Praviene and Balito, that Nisuin is Yichul, if the Aredim shall Nistero, so that means there was no Nisuin. How can she be considered as Almonim Nansuin? And the same Kashi, the Kashi of the Rambam, because the Rambam, she thinks that Nisuin has three components, that is Yichul, and Achnosu is Yerbeise, and Matkisu is Yishte. But Yichud is one of the ingredients of Nisuin. So the question is, according to Rambam, according to Rabbein, according to Baito, that Yichud is Nisuin, or Yichud is an ingredient in Nisuin. So how can the Gemara say, Almono min Ansuin, ki gen sheidi v'idno leo shalom nister avonim? That's the Gemara here. So the Gemara mentions a case of a Nisuah where the Aredim that were Nisuah. If we Nisuah, according to the Shekin, that Nisuah means Yichud, if we Nisuah means the Aredim, she was not Nisuah. So that's a very strong kasha. Or anyway, that's the Raya of the Ram. So the Ram says, V'achir min Yichud Olava Yichud, V'ayim lom namun, V'kamon namun, Nasuah yimu lo omono, Abba Kishayim yimu lo shoyim Nisuah, V'ru yimu lo, Yichud Olava Yichud, אלא חוק ההן מקום שהביאו הבאו ביסובי או בביסים של ניסוי, ויעופינו לו מנכסים במסי שעון הדור, למשמע לכל זמן של מסי שערים ובשוסי, וחיתם פירסונים דולו מנימאי ומזינס, הרביון ולהכניס או לחופה, האם תיימא, או סודרם, is the barrier that ניסוי is not here. What is ניסוי? Bringing her to his house. So many times when he brings her to his house, so there is Yichud too, he does not have to involve Yichud. Suppose he brings her to the house and he has 1,000 people in the house celebrating his wedding. So then there is no Yichud, but Nisuin it is. So according to Rami, understand the possibility of Almonim Nansuin and Aredim showing Nistor. So Nistor, because he brought her to the house and there were 1,000 people in the house. So there is Nisuin. But the Rambam Shiki is not like that. The Rambam mentions Achnas and Sechabayis, but he mentions Yichud too. So, Harush Asur Lubal Dile Seifin, Korban Shiki Sovio, Vabola Rosh Asur Bishol Makiz Mardus, Vafir Mkicho Bibio, Asur Lubal Leo Biyoshiyo Bishovio, Achiyome Yisro Yisro Beise, Achiyome Yisro Yisro Beise. So this is what the Rambam mentions. But the Rambam mentions just this. But the Rambam says, Achiyome Yisro Yisro Beise, Vyisiyache Yimo, we have to celebrate. There are three ingredients. One of the ingredients is Yisyachim. And Rabbi Yehuda and Bonito. So how can the Gemara say Almonim Nansuin? Yeshim Shonisto. So we have to say one thing, that the Yichud that constitutes Nisuyin contra Yene, contra Nito, or contra Rambam, together with other things, is not the same kind of Yichud that is also on the score of Yichud. Now, let's say, when you say Yichud is also, when you say Yichud is also, Bish, let's say, Yishish, so it's an Israelite. Yishish, Yichud, so it's an Israelite. Gemara learns down from the Pasuk.
But it's an Israelite. So what difference does it make? Bible be here or not by here?
denser is, even the Shaloshna Rambam is. Shaloshna Rambam is. Also in Yisyachim, in Elbo Min Arayes, Ben Skrino, Ben Yaldo, Shedobo Ze, Gerim Ligalisa. So even though it's an Isad Raise, but Yichud is only Yoseh, where it is conducive to do well, to help Avi, where it's conducive. Now, if it's conducive to help Avi, then Yichud is Oseh, even in the man circumstances that psychologically it's conducive to help Avi. So the fact that the man happens to be a Chofetz Chaim and the woman happens to be the greatest Tzidkonia, it doesn't matter. If psychologically the Yichud is conducive to help Avere, so then it's also because in such a case, the Yichud itself, regardless of the consequences, is considered as an intimate relationship with the woman. But if it's not conducive to help Avere, so then it's not an intimate relationship. So the male, it's not ourself. That's the reason as to why when the Miri explains, and the Prisha also explains that, after all, Yichud is also not only with Raisi, it's not only also by Shishish, but it's also by all Arayas. By all Arayas. So, but there are two exceptions. There is a third exception. But in regard to the third exception, there are certain limitations. Och v'achisi. So the Alochim is that but to be go betrayers, let's say in the same apartment, brother and sister is also. But there are so och b'achim say is there is no reason to. But there are two exceptions where yichud is muter in betrayers to sleep in the same room. I mean all the time says avi b'tei and ben b'ine. So there are two exceptions. So the Miri explains it and the Prisha says the same thing. In other words, why is it Mutar? After all, it's a Nisa the Raisa. Alright, so you could say, because the Gemara says here, in the Posse, Reimaloch, Ben Misyachid Mime. So it's a special Zerzakosa. But it's not just a special Zerzakosa. It's not just a special Zerzakosa. It is, the Miri explains it because a son is psychologically not drawn attracted to the mother, and the father is psychologically not drawn attracted towards the daughter. In other words, not just because there is an Issa, it's a Rayas, it's an El. I mean, even goyim are not attracted towards the daughter or a son towards the mother. And if he is so, he's just an abnormal person. But a normal person is not attracted to a mother. A normal person is not attracted to a daughter. If he is attracted, so he is abnormal. He's a pathological person. So the Miri and the Prisha, they both explain it. That the reason is why Ben Bihime is Mutal Yisyachid, and let's say Avi Pite is Mutal Yisyachid, is because it's not conducive to have one there. Psychologically, it's not conducive to have one there. But if psychologically it is conducive to have one there, right? So then it doesn't matter who the man is, who the woman is. They might be the biggest tzaddikim in the world, but it's an Yisrael. So that's why we say, by the year, and it's Jesus, and it's a Christ. But if by the year, so then, it's not conducive to Agua Vere. It's not Gerim Galis Elvo. Psychologically, it's not conducive. So if psychologically it's inhibited in doing an Avere, so then it's not considered as Yichud. It's not considered as an intimate relationship. So there are many situations where it's mutter to be with a woman, let's say, in the same house. If the Baal is beer, or let's say, it's considered, the Yichud itself is considered as an intimate relationship with the woman. So the male, that's in regard to the Isan. So let's say, suppose, a man happens to be with a woman in certain room. And then let's say there are people who stand outside and who look through the window. So they will not involve the listenhood. Because since there are people that are reading who say Loimistero, so it doesn't constitute an intimate relationship. When is Yichud an intimate relationship if it cannot be observed by outsiders? But if it can be observed by outsiders, then it's not an intimate relationship. So insofar as the Nisal Yichud is concerned, it's only shayach when it is psychologically conducive to have a relationship. When both he and she, the man and the woman, are not psychologically inhibited. But if they are psychologically inhibited and it's not conducive to have lavele, so let's say if the door can be opened from the outside, and it's very likely and people do open the door without him knocking, so then there is no Issa Yehud. So then there is no Issa Yehud. And the same thing would be true if, let's say, suppose even if the door is locked, but suppose there is a window and people, and there are no curtains, and people stand near the window outside, and they can see everything that takes place in the room, there wouldn't be any Issa Yehud. That's in regard to the Issa Yehud. Mashim came in regard to a Yehud that constitutes Nisui in the Kohen Rabbi Yehud. So, their Yehud only means that they are together, the Chosin and the Kaur are together, alone, in the same room. Even if people, if two Eidim will stand outside, and they will see, everything that takes place, so that the Chosin and the Kaur will be inhibited psychologically, be inhibited in having beer together, so it will still be a Yichud. B'teras Yisur. Now the Roshan Agmore here is, Tom Rabbon, keeps of Ishim and Shemisu, the Yeshua Edim Shalom Mistero, in Amnistero, the Shoah Sakinibi. The Gemara doesn't say, the Yeshua Edim Shalom Mistero, Shalom Mistero, what does Mistero mean? She didn't hide from anybody, from the possibility of being observed. So, in regard to the Issa Yichud, so it's only Oseh if the Yichud is also a stira. Stira means hidden. Hidden from the possible observation of other people. But if that's in regard to the Issa Yichud, Mashenke, in regard to Yichud affecting Nisui, it doesn't have to be Mistero. There's a difference between stira, Nistero and Nisyach. Yichud, that is Eise Nisui, or according to Rambam, is one of the components of Nisui. So it only means that he has to be with the Kale in the same room. Only with her in the same room. Not with anybody else. But in order to be Oser Mitzad Yichud, in order to be Oser Mitzad Yichud, so then it has to be Nistero. If it's not Nistero, it's not conducive to have Lavele. So maybe it's not Oseh. So maybe there is no Kashi against the Rishayim. Because Rishayim, how can we say that Nisuin is Yichud? But Gemara says there can be a case of Nisuin when there are Eidim Shalom Nistero. Gemara doesn't say Eidim Shalom Yachado. Eidim Shalom Nistero, she wasn't hidden from the observation of people. So let's say they are both in the same room, and then there are no curtains, and they are reading, you stand outside, and we can see everything that takes place. So then it's Yichud, but it's not Nistero. But so even though it's not Nistero, it will still be a good Nisu. Alright. So then the Kashi. So in other words, the Ram is Chilka, the Rambam is Chilka, the Chamiyin is Chilka, the Balito. He says that Nisuni means Avoy Lisilbeis. So then the question is, why does Gemara say Pirson Ido? So then he's an onus. Bishleime, if Nisuni means Yichud, so he's an onus, because it cannot be Eivea. I'll be Rechachon. But if it means Achnos Lisilbeis, so even in Ido, he can be Machnis Lisilbeis and have a few relatives in the house at the same time. So there can still take place Nisuni. So the answer is, reden wir sind immer mit meiner Seele, sagen wir, was unsere Gruppe hat, ich gebe mich hier auf so wie so wie wir. Ich habe viel, viel Buch, ich habe mich kommen so. Und viel schon mehr gemacht, so was ist so bei mir. Und ich mache viel, wie ich da war. Und ich komme, ich komme schon an Domo, ich komme schon an die Gruppe, ich bin da her. Wir reden an dem Maschma, ich bin noch im Heuer. So, hier, it was written in the text, schon mal. So, wenn man am Schiff sitzt, no, it's for you safer. We have to strike it out. Wir reden an dem Aschma, schon in Norden, oh ja, lichtig, ich suche, okay, ein Gliesel, ich rufe. Kippen schon in Shoa, red, red, war mir, aber it's even though, ich go to the rap, nicht so in the big place. Without you, correct, because this one doesn't mean you. But the derech, and even though the shit of the rap is that you are allowed to be made, say, in Shoa, before you write it so, before you write it so. So, but still, the minute Bisman Chazal was to write it so before the Nisun. Why? Because when Rabbanu was asked as to whether the Chosni can help the last mitzvah on Shabbos, now the Nisun took place on Wednesday. So,